Alloway Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, October 25th. It is 5:33.
I will call the meeting to order and do roll call. Lee Bushy here. David Doran is excused. Robert Ferguson?
Here.
Martha Bonney is excused. Angela Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Kelsey Prescott is excused. Trustee Rob Atwood?
Here.
And then we also have Chris Clark, our Director of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry present. And we'll save public appearances for later. Do we have any modifications to the agenda, or do I have a motion to adopt?
Move for adoption.
Motion to adopt by Angela. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Second by Rob. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? The agenda is adopted. Approval of the September 27, 2016 minutes. Everyone have a chance to review them, and if so, any changes or corrections, or do I have a motion to approve?
Yeah, what was the change? I don't remember now.
Motion to approve.
Hold on a second. Possible one change.
Okay, one change.
Is that correct?
Oh, I was looking at the September 7th minutes. That's the 26th there? No, I'm looking at the planning commission meetings. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I got too many different.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. So the change I'd like to make is on item... What are we at? A?
Nope.
No?
B.
B. Change Bay Lakes to Bay Hyphen Lake.
Bay Hyphen Lake?
Yes, please.
So we put in a hyphen and we remove the S.
Correct.
To make it Bay Hyphen Lake Regional Planning Commission.
You got it.
Any other changes or revisions? If not, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of September 27th?
Okay, sure.
Motion to approve by Bob. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Angela. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes are adopted. Public appearances.
I'll be brief. Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. Previously, I was the co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee in charge of pedestrians. There was a plan to have a sidewalk on Taft and Riverside going across and connecting with the trail through the new settling pond in front of the reformatory and then getting to the Fox River Trail. Okay. The plan commission, the plan department revised that and moved the sidewalk on Taft Street down to Roselawn, and so now that there's no way for the Taft Street neighborhood to get to the Fox River Trail. So technically, I believe that the Taft Street neighborhood is park-starved, and that that sidewalk, at least for a crossing at Taft Street, should be included again so that they can get to the Fox River Trail through the new walking trail that's going in alongside the retention pond in front of the reformatory. Okay, and then there's the, okay. The maps. That's for you.
Yeah.
And then that's
okay. Yeah. Is that okay. Under advisement for our committee, for it affects parks.
Yep. Because that's a great underutilized park. The state park across the street has been barren, mm-hmm. And now it's time to reutilize it.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
If there's nothing more from public appearances, we'll move on, Chris, to information.
I just wanted to give the committee an update as to what we do in the winter time in our operations in Parks, Recreation, Forestry. Department, and which includes one new addition for this winter, which that is snow removal of the Fox River Trail. The Village Board signed an agreement with Brown County that we will undertake that project this winter. So, mm-hmm. Within Village Alloway, we'll be clearing the snow
So what segments of the trail now will be cleared between the different municipalities, do you know?
Everything from Green Bay up to the border with De Pere. Okay. At this point in time. I know De Pere's Park Commission was discussing it. I don't know where that went. I think it was last night or the night before, something like that. So it was just real recent. So if I hear more information, I'll let the community know on that. So, other than that, in our parks operations, we have an ice rink, an outdoor ice rink at Green Isle Park that we maintain. And that's in conjunction with the small shelter we utilize as a warming shelter and restrooms. Sledding Hill at Webster Park. Cross-country ski trails along the Resch Family East River Trail. We also, do snow removal in our parks and for our facilities. And then during the winter months is the time we also do equipment repairs and facility repairs and indoor work as well. A major operation that we perform during the wintertime is our urban forestry operations, tree removals, street tree prunings. We've enacted a what we call a section pruning operation where we just do it up and down the streets, in certain areas around the community. Started last year on the far south end, which we call Section 9. We're going to be finishing that up and then going the next section coming from the south to the north, which would be Section 8. So, and up and down the streets, prune every tree that is considered a street tree in the right-of-way and take care of those. So. And then along with that, we also have taken on the responsibility of our street decorations, our Christmas decorations. So. We'll continue to do that. So just wanted to give the committee kind of an update as to what we do during the wintertime. Some people may not understand or think that we're actually working during the winter as well. So.
From the recreation standpoint, as far as village activities, what type of things do we have going on in the winter?
Usually we don't have a lot, because we typically don't have anything that is would be outdoor related with regards to a recreation program. Mm-hmm. But we do still have some senior programming that takes place at the community center, and that's pretty much it. We have some other things such as dance classes, karate. Those type of indoor classes. So, we don't have a lot, but not as much as during the summer. Mm-hmm. Correct. So.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris? Moving on. Clarification on the committee's approval of the Deer Straits disc golf course expansion.
I know this came up at our last meeting, and Lee, you had asked for us to look into that to give clarification as to what this committee actually said, what they wanted done. Mm-hmm. And so this is a copy of the minutes from that meeting, and under the discussion of action of the Dire Straits Disc Golf Course expansion, the motion, which... by Bob Ferguson, moved to allow Dale Hewins to begin fundraising efforts to expand the Dire Straits disc golf course to include 9 new holes as presented to the committee, with the provision to maintain the aesthetic looks to the park as much as possible with minimum mowing and signage. Additionally, alleyway businesses will be given priority with sponsorship opportunities for the course. That was seconded by Kelsey Prescott, and the motion carried. So, does that answer the committee's question as to...
Well, I would interpret that to mean that all we have given them permission to do is to allow them to begin fundraising. We put some parameters on what they're fundraising for. So, if they look at the funds they need, it has to be in where they're maintaining the athletic look of the park, but this doesn't say to me that it gives them the go-ahead to start doing any cutting, mowing, or any digging or anything like that, correct?
I mean, how would other people interpret this?
I would say it was implied, and I'm sure that they definitely took it that way, but if we're having second thoughts, I think we probably need to be upfront with them as early as possible.
I don't know, because it isn't clear. And I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just, with Dave having brought the question up last time, I'm not sure it's clear.
Well, I would agree that it was implied. And taking that one step further, I think that's exactly what we had intended, you know, that to go ahead and move forward on it. I think far too often we hold things up unnecessarily. We gave them the approval to go ahead for the fundraising, and if they get a pot of money, then they have to come back to us for approval to use the money for what we've already given them the authority to go fundraise.
Did we give them approval of the final design?
Well, I think...
I know we had discussions on it.
Yeah, I think that there was some rough guidelines in there as to what they had to do.
No.
I think you're right. I took it as it was implied that they were given the go-ahead to raise the money and begin with the expansion. You know, that they would have to come back to the department before they began, you know, actually putting things in the ground to let us know that they reached their goal, and then we're going to start, you know, going forward. And that, so, but...
Were there additional concerns about it?
At the last meeting, Dave Dorn just kind of brought up, he wasn't at the meeting where it was reviewed and that we voted on it and we passed it, and he just again brought up his concern that we're changing the aesthetic nature of the park and prefers that we leave more green space for just natural space for you know, walking your animal, your dogs, and those types of things.
We pretty much went through that, didn't we?
I remember correctly his concerns with that he's there a lot and he never sees anybody using the 9 holes that are there. So he was concerned, why would you expand it when you don't see him use the 9? So maybe the best thing would be to encourage him to contact, and what's the gentleman's name?
Dale.
And you know, maybe just have those talk about those concerns with him, because maybe he just happens to be there at times when they're not using it.
And maybe it's because 9 holes is considered half a course.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not getting the play that it would normally get.
Part of their concern of wanting to expand it.
I guess where I would really, and I understand the concerns. Yeah, I mean, I certainly do. But I also don't want to encourage somebody to take their own initiative to go out and raise the funds, and after they're done, say, we're having reservations. Yeah. That's just not being friendly to people that want to be friendly to the park system. So I think we've got to be real careful, my opinion.
Okay. So do we need to do anything to clarify this, or do we leave it as is? With the understanding that at that meeting, we gave them the go-ahead to raise the funds for the design that they presented to us.
Correct.
Okay. Like the minutes for fun. Discuss.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Moving on to discussion and action item of the park entryway sign designs. It was show and tell.
Yeah. I did a little bit of work. Trevor Fuller and I have been working for the better part of a year on designs for signage throughout the community, which includes park sign, entryway signs, wayfinding signage, anything that would be village related, so that they're all consistent. And you know, we've even discussed that at committee level. And we're getting to the point now where we need some decisions made. We want to move forward and actually put some signs in the ground. We have been working with a couple of different companies, local companies, on coming up with some designs, some final designs for us, as well as some pricing. And these reflect comments that came back from the village board as to the looks that they
you know, not a final design, but some of the elements that they wanted to see or did not want to see in the sign. You know, so all of these will show some stonework or fake stonework that looks real. And no vertical orientation, that was one of the things, you know, of the logo and whatnot. So I want to go through this and show the committees some of the designs that we have received back and get any input or feedback and maybe a favorite that you all would recommend us to proceed with. Keep in mind, colors are not set in stone. Colors can be adjusted. What I'm looking more is, what do you like for a design? And even some of these designs, we can pick pieces and parts out of and make a different sign if need be. So, park wayfinding sign design options, park entrance signs. This is, there's couple of different signs here, but these are all monument style signs, so they'll be lower to the ground in that, and these reflect in the handout that I passed out as well. So here's design number two, very similar design number one. That first one had the park name in there, which is incorrect park name, but you can kind of see how that lays out. This would be more of like an entryway sign. Once we get to an entryway sign, though, we're going to make it bigger because of the entryway to the community. But
yeah,
for park size,
entryway means to the community.
To the community, yeah. Park ones would mean to a park. So, okay. And here's one a little bit different. And a lot of these are either faux stone that is, you know, put on a base, or it's a whole piece that comes pre-made that you set in. So one thing with that being, it'll be a consistent product from year to year to year to year for us as well. So here's another design there, not as much stone, more vertical pillars there. This is a little bit kind of an L design. You'll see on this one that it has up at the top, it's got the logo, just the little swirly cue, as opposed to one that may have, you know, like this previous one has the actual word alloy with the swirly cue in it at the top. You know, one thing that the board had also mentioned with regards to the parks is they like the option of seeing what it would look like with the little circular park logos, individual park logos. If you recall from what the UWGB students had done, they made those, you know, each park had its own identifying type of logo. So this one, Kayakers Point's got a little picture of a kayaker in it there. So that's the L one. And this one's got more of a curved top to it. And then this one, more of a, I would say this is more of a modern type of look, you know, with a sweep to it and that. So out of those, anything that would be a favorite with regards to, you know, kind of more of the park signs, anything like that, any comments?
I kind of jumped ahead and looked at pricing and kind of
don't look
my
at the pricing yet.
But it's totally based on it, so I guess we'll talk about the
we got
elements
deep pockets
that were related to price.
Okay.
We got deep pockets.
I like the stonework being incorporated,
okay,
but you know, maybe not quite so much. I know it's considered price, but you know, the ones with a lot of stonework get pretty expensive. I like the full Village of Elwood on there rather than
that one being a lot of stone.
Yeah, so the last one you just put from. I like that one because it has the Village of Elway rather than just the logo, because I don't think the logo is recognizable enough on its own.
That top oval,
yeah,
thing with the, it says Alloway in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
When we do our park entry signs, is the purpose to make the name of the park pronounced or the Village of Elway pronounced?
Are you asking me as a park director? I would say that park name being more pronounced.
You know,
right.
when
I would agree.
Yeah, when you look at
I
those
agree.
First two
right.
and you compare them,
mm-hmm. or even this one, you know, where the main draw is cut at this point,
right.
or it would be Green Isle Park, with the smaller thing being Village of Allen.
Right.
Okay.
Just an observation on jumping ahead, and I did not look at price. So, I think the value of the alleyway park entrance signs, you know, being that 6 to 10 feet, is valid. Kayaker's point, I'm not sure we need a 10 foot wide, 6.5 foot tall sign.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe the wayfinding signs within the park. It says kayak landing. Do you know where I'm coming from?
So
it's a much smaller targeted audience that's going to be using it. So to put a lot of resources into a 10 by 6 foot sign seems excessive.
Okay. Let's look at this not as a kayaker's point. Let's say that's at Green Isle Park.
Okay.
I would love
that to say Green Isle Park. In that design, I like
right.
that.
Right, and that's what I'm looking at. At what we're looking at doing is every park has their own entryway sign.
Got it.
Kayaker's Point
Got
is
it.
Its own park.
Got it.
That's
okay.
So, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I just
okay.
My own brain pulled that way.
Okay.
So, sorry. I would agree. I like that design the best.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With
Village of Alloway.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the Alloway will be.
With this.
Yep.
Circle there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So.
Any comments on anything you have a preference on?
No, I agree. That's the one that jumped out at me as well. But I also agree putting Alloway in there. Mm-hmm.
Is that an option then, to have that little bump out, but then have it be Village Alloway?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah. To take this alloway.
Yeah, yeah, the alloway.
And put that into it.
Yeah.
As opposed to
sure.
just the swirl.
Yeah, I think that would look really nice.
That makes it clear.
Question on design, and I don't know if we can need to be ahead of the game on it, but when you look at this right here, is that recessed back up and then recessed back, you know what I mean? Is it stepped?
I believe. Yeah, if you look on the right.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, it does. Mike, I know it's nitpicking, but it's something to look at now instead of later. I see, you know, birds' nest and hornets' nest and
okay.
stuff like that accumulating, you know, especially
sure.
in areas
sure.
like this.
Okay.
That we could tighten those gaps.
Okay.
Because I don't know if we're going to have that much ability to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if that's nitpicking, I wouldn't do it.
And that would be something I'd have to ask the sign guys about. You know, these are more pre-engineered type cast things. So
okay. Yeah, so it might be a done deal,
right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Just an extra maintenance item, I guess.
No, and I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
If we don't have to have somebody go out and take care of that, yeah. all the better. So totally.
Do these have lighting on them? Would that
not at this point, but something that we are exploring, more solar type lighting. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of the areas we don't have electricity into. So,
now lighting pointed at
yeah.
the sign, not lighting in the
correct,
sign.
Correct.
Yeah.
yeah. Light pointing, up lighting.
Yeah, that
yeah.
And, you know, might not something that could come right away.
Yeah.
But every year, that solar lighting, LED lighting stuff, it gets better and better and better and mm-hmm. gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So, you know, those are some things we're exploring. So, okay, Bob, did you have a
no? That looks fine to me.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on here, we just have a couple of options with regards to wayfinding signage, with a couple of different designs. One thing that we had talked to the sign makers about, you know, was something that's a little bit more historical in look, which this one necessarily isn't, but the next one that you would see is like this one. Originally this had kind of a sign at the top with a chain and various different items below with an arrow.
But after speaking with Trevor, our sign code does not allow those type of signs, so we had to go something more this route.
Can I back up a second?
Sure.
If we're liking this one for the park entries, are we then also saying we like these for the village entries? Or is the hope that we would have one
consistent? Okay. Yes. Yeah. And let me rephrase that with regards to if we went this route with, say, the park entry signs, maybe we wanted to do something more like that. I don't know, for the entryway signs, but they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as they complement.
They still have that,
stone look and that kind of that curve to it. Right. So that could be a potential option. Right. Yep. So.
And that's what I liked about that design on the left. No.
Oh, did I go too far?
Nope. The page you were on, want to keep going?
That one?
Yeah.
That's why I like either one of those, too.
That's what made me think about it.
You know, and like I said, not looking at the price, but I mean, if we go with a post versus brick, it's going to be much less.
Yeah. Okay. This is more of a light that you like for the wayfinding.
I do, because it fits with that little rounded top.
Yeah. Versus this doesn't.
Preference on stone, no stone?
Before
I explain something?
If we have to consider without including price, I like to look at the stone better, but I know that it's going to be much more expensive, so I guess I'll go with the post.
Yeah.
The stone might not be applicable in a lot of situations if we put them along streets, too.
Yeah.
We might not be able to do that because of vision and because of, in case a car hits it, those type of things.
Yeah.
So it's got to be, you know, semi-breakaway in that. So that stone option might not even be an option for us in a lot of cases. So, okay. Okay, so we looked at that. Okay, on to pricing. Now everybody cheated. Look.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
you do. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I need from me before I speak?
No.
Okay.
No. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for doing double duty.
Good luck over there.
Thanks.
Just want to make sure that she left.
Quite a bit cheaper on the sign.
How many parks do we have? How many entryways to parks do we have?
Right, exactly. I've got a listing. I don't believe.
You could take the second one for Green Isle, though, and scale it down. It wouldn't have to be the same length as the main entrance. I mean, if we're just trying to work in numbers.
About 19 or 20. But 20, huh? The plan that I have, and I've gone through all of our signs, kind of an inventory of them, I've figured out replacing one a year.
Oh.
Starting with the worst ones, obviously. And, it might be 15 years down the road before we get through them all. But, you know, it's a way to replace them and not, you know, break the bank. So that makes sense?
Yeah. It's not the place to talk about the other allocation of dollars?
What, from the budget perspective?
Yeah.
Not right now.
Okay.
No. That's, we'll cross that bridge once we make a determination.
Okay. So the 20 that you've got mapped out there, have you put a cost perspective with them in your thoughts? Like, I'm thinking the post design at $2,640.
No, have not. And, when we're talking wayfinding and looking at locations along the street, that's another, the 20 monument signs for the parks, then you're talking another 20 different potential wayfinding type signs throughout the community
pointing to either parks or village halls or, you know, other destinations within the community. So, and Trevor has been working more on that wayfinding locations because that was part of the Grafe plan, I believe, was done for the Webster corridor and that Webster. Okay, on to pricing. I don't want to hold you up too much here. You know, as we go through, you can see various items, various signs are priced differently. But it kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what the different sizes and the shapes, you know, are going to cost. So that first option, $6,500. That next option, you know, pretty much the same, $6,500. This option, it's got a lot of stone look to it. This one was the most expensive, $8,270. This one was relatively in the lower end, $5,400. $6,500 for the L-shaped, model 21 there. $5,700 for that type of sign that you guys were looking at. And then the least costly, you know, is this one with the more modern one, model 15. With regards to the wayfinding, and these did include installation. This next one did not. So, and we're still trying to work, figure out how much that installation charge is. So I don't know. These numbers, the $4,255 and the $2,640, are on the high end. Because you know, I would think, especially if we went the route of the just the post with the sign, there's no reason that our staff can't, you know, do that work, you know, as opposed to having the sign, you know, paying somebody else to do that install. So, and then this next one, and this one was without for cost comparisons. This one did not include installation, so. So with that, I thank you. Thank you for your time.
Do you need any action from us? Any formal action?
Yeah, just if you can just give me, you know, what, you know, kind of a formal of what sign design you recommend as a committee. You know, we know what Angela, you know, it's...
It sounds like as a committee we were looking at that model 10 sign as the model for both our park entryways as well as the village entryway. We want the words Village of Alloway in the logo. And then we would go with the post variety of the wayfinding sign.
Okay.
And at whatever speed you can get them into over the next
before I die, I hope to.
Well,
got 15 years left in it.
Webster was one of the next ones. That'd be next year anyway. At least that one would get done. Final question, and we don't have to make this determination at this point. Colors. You know, we try to utilize our current logo type colors. You know, what you guys are okay with what was depicted here? Any thoughts on that?
We want to stay as close to the colors that we use for other village publications and stuff.
If you want to keep some consistency there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because you see on the logo, you know, we've got the blue, the yellow, the green, and even in the sign itself, the blue, and it's got like a green outline to it a little bit, and that. So, okay, good.
Anything else on that?
Don't believe so.
Any future agenda items anyone wants to be put on the list? If not, do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Motion by Rob, do I have a second?
Second.
By Bob, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we are adjourned.
We are
adjourned at 6:08.
The best guy.